I want us to turn in our Bibles this morning to Psalm 119. Psalm 119. One verse I want to concentrate on this morning in Psalm 119. And it's verse 9. King David writes, "Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed thereto, according to thy word." Now, that's a very short statement. And we see him asking a question and answering it himself. And what is his answer? What is it? The Word of God. I want to look at that maybe in a little different way this morning, but standard, I guess. But you know, we find here King David asking God how he can live a life that is pure and clean. In other words, a righteous life. And you know, as we see what's going on in our nation today, I think it's important that we understand what it means to lead a righteous life. King David, because of the events of his own life, answers the question himself. Now, you don't know much about King David if you haven't read about it. And, of course, you'll find it in the Bible. The very place where we find what he's talking about. The Word of God. Amen? The Word of God. He knows he can't do it. David knows that. All you have to do is read his life story in the Bible. He's sure he can't live the righteous life. And I want you to know this morning, you and I can't either. Did you know that? In the book of James, James writes these words to the young Christian church. Church now, the Christian church has just begun after Jesus' resurrection and ascension back in heaven. It's just begun, just started. That's interesting in itself, but I want you to turn to James, the very first chapter. We're going to read a lot of scripture this morning because it's about the Word of God. The message is about the Word of God. Say, well, you're acting like, well, you know, brand new to this thing. Well, I don't think so. I think it is very important that we understand just how important the Word of God is. I begin reading with verse 1. If you don't have a Bible, listen. If you do, read along with me. James, a a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes which are scattered abroad, greeting. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. That's a strange opening, isn't it? My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations. Knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Well, that's the question David asked. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea driven with the wind and tossed. Let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Let the brother of low degree rejoice in that he is exalted, but the rich in that he is made low. Because as the flower of the grass, he shall pass away. For the sun is no sooner risen with the burning heat, but it withereth the grass, and the flower thereof falleth, and the grace of the fashion of it perisheth, so also shall the rich man fade away in his way. Blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive the crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say when he is tempted, I am tempted of God. For God cannot be tempted with any evil, neither tempteth he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin. And sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. Do not err, my beloved brethren. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow nor turning. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Wherefore, my beloved, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. Be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be right religious, and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world. He said, now why did we have to listen to you read all that? Well, I'll tell you why. If you didn't pay attention, it didn't do you any good. And if you did, it might send you to the Word once in a while. Because it's the Word of God that makes the difference.
Amen.
And I think we don't stress that enough today. It's the Word of God that makes the difference. And it's the Word of God we are to be doers about and not hearers only. Here we find James in the New Testament teaching the very same thing David discovered in the Old, amen? You see, the Word of God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's an amazing truth, isn't it? What a thing to think about. The people of God can do what God expects them to do only by paying attention to and obeying God's holy word. God already knows what you are going to do. God already knows how what you're going to do is going to turn out. That is, sometimes we want to really believe it may not end up the way we thought it would. But God's will is what we are to carry out, not ours. Do you hear what I said?
Yes.
It's God's will we are to carry out. Not others, not ours, not somebody else's. Read the first chapter of this holy book. It ends with these words. Let's go see what those words are. Genesis chapter 1. I said, a lot of scripture. Genesis Chapter 1. Most of us are familiar with this possibly, and maybe not, but I'm going to read it anyway. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The earth was without form and void. Darkness was upon the face of the deep. The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and the evening and the morning were the first day. And God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. And God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament, and it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering together of the waters called these seas. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let the earth bring forth grass, the herb yielding seed, and the fruit tree yielding fruit after his kind, whose seed is in itself upon the earth. And it was so. And the earth brought forth grass, and herb yielding seed after his kind, whose seed was in itself after his kind. And God saw that it was good. In the evening and the morning was the third day. And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heavens to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years, and let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day and the lesser light to rule the night. He made the stars also, and God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. And God said, let the waters bring forth abundantly the moving creature that hath life, and fowl that they may fly above the earth in the open firmament of heaven. And God created great whales and every living creature that moveth, which the waters brought. Which the waters brought forth abundantly after their kind, and every winged fowl after his kind. And God saw that it was good, and God blessed him, saying, be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters in the seas, and let fowl multiply on the earth. And the evening and the morning were the fifth day. And God said, let the earth bring forth a living creature after his kind, cattle and creeping thing, and beast of the earth, after his kind. And it was so. And God made the beast of the earth after his kind, and cattle after their kind, and everything that creepeth upon the earth after his kind. And God saw that it was good. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the cattle, and over all fowl of the air, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over it. And the fish of the sea and the fowl of the air and over every living thing that moves upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Now, why in the world would I spend all that time reading that? Because I wanted to emphasize to you how important the Word of God is. God created all this and declared it very good. Why? Why is our nation in the shape it's in today? Why are there so many lost people in the world today? God said, it's good. Didn't he? What's the answer? The answer is, we've gotten away as human race, created in His image, from what? What was it David talked about? What was it James talked about? What? The Word of God. That's another Word of God. Jesus Christ. The living Word, amen? Think. It ends, the creation story ends with, it was good. And then, this creature that He made in His own image didn't believe what? God's Word. God said, I've read it to you. I've given you all this, and I've put you in what? In charge. All this is yours. There is one thing, and one thing only, you must not do. What was it? Don't eat the fruit of that one tree. Why is that so sad? Because they did. Why did they do it? Because of innate sin? No. They did it simply because they didn't believe God. If you're not a Christian this morning, it's not because you lied to your mom. It's not because you were unfaithful to your wife. It's not because you murdered somebody in the back alley. If you're not a Christian, it's because you don't believe God. And if you don't believe God, we read several things you need to think about this morning, not next week, not next month, but right now. Man sinned. The parents of the human race didn't believe the Word of God. This Bible teaches us very clearly what? Well, let's go to one more reading, not quite as long as the others. 2 Peter. We go to chapter 3 and begin our reading with verse 10. There is something coming down the path of human history. And this is what it is. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, beginning with verse 10. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat, the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness? Looking for the hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, according to what? According to God's word, we, according to his promise, look for a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwells righteousness, like the first one, before man refused to believe what? The word of God. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that you look for such things, be diligent that you may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. David says, how can I do that? By reading God's word. James says, how can you do that? By being doers of the word and not hearers only. Amen? That's the only answer. There is no other answer. Young people, think about it. Think about it. And account that the long-suffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our brother, beloved Paul, also according to the wisdom given unto him, has written unto you. Paul's letters, found where? In God's book. And also in all his epistles, speaking in them of these things, in which are some things hard to understand, which they that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also with other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Why don't they understand the scriptures? Because they don't know the one who wrote them. Because they have not prayed the sinner's prayer. Because they have not been born of the Spirit of God. And all these words I read to you this morning, if they don't make sense to you, pray about your soul salvation. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, because you have gone into the book, because you have heard preaching, because you do know and have no excuse, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness, but grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory both now and forever. Amen. When time ends and eternity takes over once again, we will be with God and everything will be very good forever. Until that time, it will not and cannot be. David's question, how will a young man or woman, a boy, a girl, how can a human being be what God meant them to be, is still answered by taking heed of God's word, by reading God's book, by fellowshipping with God's people, by being doers of God's word and not hearers only. God's word very plainly teaches his pastors and his people to realize what we preach this lost world today. Our nation today is in desperate need of hearing. And desperate need of discovering. And how is that to happen? I want to read a seldom sung hymn in our hymnal this morning. It's hymn 405. And then I'm done reading to you, and you can take a deep breath and say, thank goodness. I want you to listen to the words, because this song, written some years ago and not really heard very often, supports Moses' book, King David's book, James' book, and Peter's book. We, speaking to the church, we are called to be God's people, showing by our lives his grace, one in heart and one in spirit, sign of hope for all the race. Let us show how he has changed us and remade us as his own. Let us share our life together as we share around his throne. We are called to be God's servants, working in his world today, taking his own task upon us, all his sacred words obey. Let us rise then to his summons, dedicate to him our all, that we may be faithful servants, quick to answer now his call. We are called to be God's prophets, spokesmen for the truth and right, standing firm for godly justice, breaking evil into light. Let us seek our courage needed, our high calling to fulfill, that mankind may know the blessing of the doing of God's will. It echoes clearly, this song, what Moses and King David, what James and Peter told the people of their generation, what was really important. God's holy word lived out before a lost and dying world.